This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson paused its late-stage clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine after a participant was diagnosed with an unexplained illness. The pause was first reported Monday by the healthcare news website Stat, which obtained a document the company sent to outside researchers. The company said in a statement that so-called adverse events, such as illnesses and accidents, are an expected part of a clinical study, especially with such a large number of participants. It also said the hold was a study pause and not a clinical hold, which is imposed by a formal health regulatory agency. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine trial is the second to be put on hold after a volunteer became ill after receiving the vaccine. U.S.-based drug maker AstraZeneca halted its late-stage trial of a vaccine early last month after a volunteer in Britain was diagnosed with transverse myelitis, an inflammatory syndrome that affects the spinal cord and is often sparked by viral infections. The late-stage testing of that vaccine has resumed in Britain, Brazil, India, and South Africa, but remains on hold in the United States. Meanwhile, a new study suggests that a person infected with COVID-19 is still vulnerable to the disease. A report published Monday in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Medical Journal revealed a 25-year-old man in Nevada first tested positive with COVID-19 back in April, then a second time in June with more severe symptoms that led him to being placed on oxygen. Researchers could not say why the man was, the second infection was worse. They say the man was infected with two separate strains of the coronavirus. More on this and other stories is available on our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday, demanding that the government revoke a new law that they say will cripple labor rights. Some of those demonstrators clashed with police. Authorities blocked streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta, where clashes between riot police and rock-throwing demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. The job creation law, approved by Parliament last week, is expected to substantially change Indonesia's labor system and natural resources management. The United States and Germany are urging Turkey to pull back a ship that has returned to waters that both it and Greece claim. Washington on Tuesday denounced what it called a calculated provocation. The Turkish Navy said Sunday its exploration vessel was heading back to eastern Mediterranean waters between the Greek island of Crete and Cyprus weeks after it left, after the two sides, Ankara and Athens, agreed to hold talks. In a strongly worded statement, the State Department said the U.S. deplores the decision by Turkey. It noted that Greece asserts jurisdiction over areas where the ship plans to operate through October 22nd. A spokeswoman for the State Department said, "We urge Turkey to end this calculated provocation and immediately begin exploratory talks with Greece." Turkey sent the last ship into contested waters in August. It was backed by warships, which alarmed both Greece and Cyprus. Greece responded by staging military exercises, but tensions eased when Ankara and Athens agreed to talks. On Tuesday, Greece said there could be no diplomatic solution until the ship is withdrawn. The death toll continues to rise in clashes between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region, despite a ceasefire and warnings of a humanitarian crisis. Ethnic Armenian officials in the disputed region reported 17 military deaths on Monday. The two countries accuse each other of violating a ceasefire brokered by Russia on Saturday. A spokesman for Azerbaijan's defense ministry Tuesday accused Armenia's military of, quote, grossly violating the humanitarian truce by shelling Azeri territories. A spokeswoman for Armenia's defense ministry said Azeri forces resumed operations after an overnight lull. An FBI agent testified in court Tuesday that members of an anti-government militant group discussed kidnapping Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam in a meeting 4 months ago. Special Agent Richard Trask, who was part of an investigation that resulted in six men being charged last week of planning to kidnap Michigan's governor, said the suspects also discussed the Virginia governor during a meeting. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.